This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said the Taliban appear to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensives across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters have made gains in recent weeks, but that Afghan security forces are giving up district centers in order to consolidate their forces because they're taking an approach to protect the population. The militants now control about half of Afghanistan's roughly 400 districts, but none of the country's densely populated main cities. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory with the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops nearly complete. Hundreds of workers fled businesses in northern Haiti Wednesday after demonstrations near the hometown of assassinated President Jovenel Moise grew violent ahead of his funeral on Friday. These were the first violent demonstrations since he was shot to death at his private home. They came a day after Ariel Henry was sworn in as the country's new prime minister, pledging to form a provisional consensus government and to restore order and security. The capital remained peaceful in contrast with the community in northern Haiti. Authorities have said at least 26 suspects have been detained as part of the investigation into the assassination, including 18 former Colombian soldiers and 3 Haitian police officers. At least 25 people are dead in China's central Henan province after massive floods triggered several days of heavy rains. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel praised Turkey Thursday for hosting large numbers of Syrian refugees as part of an agreement with the European Union and said she wanted close relations with Ankara, but did not anticipate Turkish membership of the EU. She told a news conference, quote, "Turkey is doing an outstanding job of taking care of Syrian refugees," end quote, adding she'd like to see the agreement on migrants and refugees with Turkey continue. The United States and Germany have reached a deal that will allow the completion of a controversial Russian gas pipeline to Europe without the imposition of further U.S. sanctions. The two governments announced the agreement in a joint statement Wednesday, and it was immediately assailed by members of the Congress opposed to the Nord Stream 2 project. The deal is intended to address U.S. and Eastern and Central European concerns about Russia using the pipeline as a political weapon. Both sides committed to imposing sanctions on Russia, including potentially shutting down the pipeline if Russia does that. Colombian police said Wednesday they had arrested 70 people following fresh anti-government protests that mobilized thousands countrywide the previous day and left dozens injured. The government claims armed groups had infiltrated the protests, which were described as largely being peaceful. The country was rocked by weeks of protests that broke out late April in opposition to a proposed tax hike that morphed into a mass movement against the right-wing administration of President Iván Duque. The international community has condemned a security response that left more than 60 people dead. The World Health Organization says new infections with the coronavirus are inevitable at the Olympics and Paralympics in Japan. In Tokyo, WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Tokyo and Olympic organizers have done their best to make the games safe. Quote, "There is no zero risk in life. There is only more risk or less risk, and you have done your best," end quote, is what he said. He predicted more than 100,000 deaths worldwide from the virus before the Olympic flame goes out in Tokyo in August. First Lady Jill Biden is leading the U.S. delegation to the Olympic Games in Tokyo, where new COVID-19 infections just hit a 6-month high. The First Lady arrived Wednesday in Alaska, where she greeted military and veteran families. Via remote, Diane Roberts.